This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and individual income taxes. If you would rather read this podcast, there is a link to the text version below the video. If you find this podcast informative, please take a moment to like and share it. Do you have any tax or accounting questions right now? Pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. Today's topic is meeting in person to get work done is a Stone Age technology, evolve or go extinct. I have always thought that being forced to travel to an office to work was a form of a lockdown. Then the in-home lockdowns happened and I realized being forced to go to an office to work every day was actually a reverse lockdown. Now there are rumblings that businesses are trying to lock down employees in offices again. My advice is to fight this, especially if you feel you are a key employee to the organization. It is ever harder to find competent workers today, so the top employees at a company have much more leverage to live and therefore work wherever they would like. Large cities are dying a slow death, and remote work is just one in a long line of reasons. Offices were needed during a time where long-range communication technology was archaic, non-existent, or limited to scratchy voice calls. The use of offices falls under a broader business concept that I call meeting in person to get work done, which was necessary for the same limited technological reasons. Meeting in person to get work done is analogous to still using horses for business transportation. Just as there are still uses for horses in business, office workspaces will always be required for certain work. The forced use of telecommuting over the past few years has woken everybody up to the business inefficiencies and personal harms caused by the meeting in person to get work done model. I'm personally shocked that it's taken this long. At the beginning of the 2000s, internet speeds became much faster and stable, and I thought the work from home revolution would quickly follow. I'm glad that business mentality has caught up to these advances in technology. Business owners' concessions have not been voluntary, though. Some of the business benefits of remote work are reduced or eliminated business expenses, rent, utilities, common area maintenance charges, commercial insurance, and payroll for office maintenance-related personnel are all reduced or eliminated. We have an increase in employee quality of life, such as employees can use former commutation time to be more productive, exercise or meditate, or have quality time with their children. There is no longer a need for physical proximity to an office, so now the quality of where you live can be the main consideration. This is the best benefit from this shift. And also, companies have a liability reduction in many areas. Having men and women physically separated can reduce the chances of someone's actions being construed as some kind of harassment. And lawsuits from workplace injuries are eliminated. The work from home or telecommuting option has now been added to the list of employee benefits that companies must offer in order to compete for the best employees, just like health insurance, pensions, and 401ks were at one time. Companies that don't offer flexible work schedules and require on-site in-office work will suffer. Even requiring one day per year forces employees to live within a commuting distance from a physical office. This restricts the talent pool they can hire to an infinitesimal percent of the global labor available. So, they will not be able to hire the best candidates for the job, which will lead to their failure. Their forward-thinking competition will have access to the global labor pool, which will make them the winners in the long run. Even before the lockdowns, I knew this was coming. The lockdown has just accelerated it exponentially. And now that working remotely is so widely accepted, the reason why it will continue to flourish is very similar to the dynamics that we see in the dating marketplace the past 10 years, especially for key managers and salespeople. The dating marketplace is technology-based and therefore international and with no boundaries. I can easily swipe right on a woman's online dating profile from London sitting on my couch. As online dating is mostly image-based, the most attractive people around the world are now getting the majority of the online dating attention. I think this is an overall negative for the majority of people, but that is a podcast or memo for another day. The best resumes now equate to the most attractive pictures. Imagine the competition to date the men and women in the top 10% of romantic market value now that they can be courted from every corner of the globe. Trust me, I'm not speaking from experience, although I am cute from certain angles. Imagine how demanding those top 10% can be. They have the most leverage in the marketplace. Now, with many companies having no requirements to be physically present in an office, the most attractive employees from an international pool are sought after by all companies, and they can make exceedingly high demands as well. They will demand top salaries, concessions, and benefits from anyone that hires them, and they will get it. None of them will agree to be reverse lockdown with mandatory physical office hours. This is especially true of the top salespeople. A good salesperson is always the last person fired, so they have the most power and leverage. Companies that stay in the Stone Age and demand on-site work now have a limited employee pool to choose from, just like the dating pool for people who don't use dating apps. So companies that demand the meeting in person to get work done model will fail or never reach their full potential because their wiser competition will have hired the best people. There will be non-adopters. They should look up the history of the companies in the big cities that supply to maintain horses who ignored the introduction of the automobile. How did they make out in the long run? The same will happen here. I think that the benefits to everyone of this shift greatly outnumber any negative consequences. But some of those negative consequences are: physical isolation has been shown to have negative emotional, physical, and psychological impacts on people. Home office costs. The risk of overworking. The risk to productivity. Distractions at home. Workers must be able to stay on task without a manager lurking to check on them. The workplace disconnect, a disproportionate work-life balance, less physical face time with coworkers, which is important to some people. Some people will need help adapting to remote work and some will not be able to deal with it. Businesses that flourished in the shadow of high-rise office towers and business centers will most likely go under. Think of the local deli, drugstore, and bar. I have often thought that commutation can take years off of your life. This is why I live 2 miles from my office. This is now eliminated. The amount of time saved and stress eliminated by not commuting to an office cannot be downplayed. Many people's workdays have become a fluid blending of business and personal time. The removal of the 9-to-5 office-bound stricture has enhanced the quality of people's lives immeasurably. For parents, this relates to having more face-to-face time with their children, which is something that's drastically needed more than ever. Being forced to come to an office is similar to being forced to go to a physical school location when you were young so teachers could monitor us. If your company tries to reinstate mandatory on-site work, fight it. It may be harder to replace you than you think. Meeting in person to get work done treats us the same way. I am glad that it is finally in the rearview mirror, just like those horses. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my podcast and memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.